At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report Podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can get all the episodes that we put out every single week. 3 a week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcast from, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out a ton. We've had some great guests on lately, including Troy Sanders of the band Mastodon, Vernon Reed of Living Color, St. Vincent, James Bay, Natasha Rothwell, she's starring in How to Die Alone on Hulu, Dave Perner from Soul Asylum, Joe Scarborough, one of the hosts of Morning Joe on MSNBC, H. John Benjamin, you know him as the voice of Archer Sterling on Archer, and Bob Belcher on Bob's Burgers. Keith Urban was here, Tim Heidecker, Les Claypool, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with the cast of the new Netflix film called It's What's Inside. We're going to be talking with Alicia Debnam Carey, Gavin Leatherwood, and Brittany O'Grady. And it's directed by Greg Jardine. And how do I say this? It's a visually arresting take on the classic body swap genre. Maybe it's easier just to read the log line here. A group of friends gather for a pre-wedding party that descends into an existential nightmare when an estranged friend arrives with a mysterious game that awakens long-hidden secrets, desires, and grudges. I jokingly refer to it as the sequel to The Breakfast Club that we didn't know we had coming. It follows the group of young adults, like I said, in this body swap kind of moments. But it gets emotional, it gets surreal, it's very chaotic. The actors are going to share how they navigated this unique challenge of not only playing their own roles, but also embodying the personalities of their classmates. They'll highlight the need for intense collaboration, talk about the challenge of keeping track of which character was in which body, and we'll talk about the vision that director Greg Jardin had, sort of in mind, and how he was able to keep everything cohesive and fun and experimental all at the same time. Also going to ask about who they base these characters on, Alicia and the influence culture that we sort of see. Brittany, she brings up a really cool artist she was listening to, Jensen McRae, that I'm a big fan of. And we'll get into the deeper social themes that we get to hear about in the story. The dangers of losing yourself in desire to escape reality. And I want to know if they would do this game that's played in the movie as well. I'll ask them that. So let's get into it. We're talking about the movie It's What's Inside, now playing on Netflix. It's Kyle Meredith with Alicia Debnam Carey, Gavin Leatherwood, and Brittany O'Grady.
Hey, Kyle. What's going on, man?
Congrats on this movie. Congrats on what I think is the sequel to The Breakfast Club that I've always wanted.
I haven't heard that. That's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
I think this is what I was always hoping to see from those characters. So you pulled it off. It is such an interesting movie. I don't know how many scripts you all get to read on a daily, weekly basis, but is it really obvious when you land on something like this that you found something unique?
I mean, the script was so different from anything else I've read, and I think that's kind of the general consensus, right? The thing about this project is it's such a visually dependent film. And I think the pitch deck that Greg had put together was a really strong indication of what the film was going to be. The script obviously, introduces these characters and you get to see the general story, but it was awfully confusing on the first read. Mm-hmm. Because of the swapping element and keeping track of everyone and what their motivations were throughout. But coming across this, I was like, this is unlike anything I've really read, right?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it really, I was sold on it when I saw clips from Greg's previous work, and he has such a distinct visual style that I could translate to the movie that I immediately made so much more sense. And I was like, oh, this is going to be really special. But I do think, yeah, there was something very unique about it. And, you don't often get a body swap movie at all that you get to play multiple characters. And I think as an actor, that's always like a fun challenge.
I was going to say the body swap movies usually get to be very zany and, Freaky Friday. So it was nice to see something like this. Brittany, we'll start with you on this maybe, because as we're talking about playing, multiple roles as an actor, like, sure, there's the thing of keeping up with everybody, but what is the challenge of not just playing yourself, but playing someone else that you're acting with?
I think the biggest challenge that you can come across with a storyline like this and a set like this is you got to make sure that everyone collaborates properly to make this successful and make this a really fun movie to make. And what I think was so exciting was we all were so game to commit to this. I don't think that a lot of actors, when they read the script, had faith necessarily that this was going to be something that could be successfully communicated, I guess, or shown as a story. And that's the brilliance of Greg as well. Greg is such an incredible writer, director, and editor, where we had to trust him to also make the story come to life as well. So I think the biggest challenge, but not just for me, but I think all of us, and I think we did so with Flying Colors, was just the collaborative effort. If you had a bunch of egomaniac actors who were super precious about the characters that they created, it could have gone wrong. But we were all very precious about the characters we created, but we all trusted each other to hold our creations close. So it was a very fun challenge, and it was so rewarding, and I don't think any of us really expected to be here, but yeah, we are, and we're really excited.
Did any of you all have any trouble keeping up with your own personal sense of character self? Did that ever happen?
No, I don't think so. I feel like we were all really prepared, honestly. I mean, it was scary coming up against it, like, initially. I think at the beginning I was like, it was that general confusion of like, what is happening? Who does this person want? Who am I in now? But we had a week of rehearsal all together that Greg gave us time for, and Without that, I feel like it would have been even more of a challenge, but we really all showed up like ready to play on our A game, knowing what the day was going to bring. And I think there was no like laziness. Everyone was just ready to go, which was so inspiring to be around.
I think the only thing that maybe was the one that I was definitely trying to keep tabs on was when you were working opposite someone and knowing where they had already come from, and like knowing that, okay, you're in your this body and you've come from this scene, so you have a proper understanding of like what that dynamic is, because I think it was less like for ourselves. I feel like we had a really great stronghold on where we were, but sometimes it was like making sure that you knew where the other person was also coming from, maybe. So it was like, I think there were a couple moments where we're like, hang on, wait, were you in this spot? Okay, you were in that spot. Like, trying to just make sure. But no, I feel like we really all we did the
We
work.
did our homework.
We did our homework.
We came. Where do you play?
Came to play.
I love just that idea of like you're creating people based on other people's input almost like the entire time and how that works. And we'll be right back right after this.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Alicia Debnam Carey, Gavin Leatherwood, and Brittany O'Grady. Gavin, I was looking at the show notes, and I think you had said something like you had a lot of character references because, for you, it was so different from who you actually are. Like, what were those character references? And for actually for all three of you, like, do you watch anything or listen to anything in particular to find the mood of this story?
In terms of who my specific reference is, I'm not going to give that away, but out of respect for the person. But I knew that Dennis was going to be a larger than life personality. And in order to kind of get into that, I followed along with this person's daily Instagram life and was finding myself changing things in my personal routine in order to kind of get in the mindset of who this guy believed himself to be. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, you kind of use like any tool at your disposal, right? You pick from people that you've met in your life or just the ideas that you have of certain people. What was it like for Nikki?
I mean, for I think most actors, or I don't know, you do pull things from your own life to a degree, but I think for me with Nikki, it was almost quite obvious. Like, we're living in this social media world that is like a constant bombardment of like aspirational, what you should look like, what your perception is, the idea of something, and what you should be achieving. And so it almost was like kind of easy to be just pulling from, influencer culture and like fashion and what's trendy, what's cool. And so, which is so much of what, I've grown up with and have absorbed for such a long time, that I kind of like knew it internally quite well, in like a not like the best way, like we've all been so exposed to it
It's here.
that it's like, it's just like, oh my God, like I guess I just know this in quite an intimate way. But I think what was great was Greg really allowed me to, I think for him, he was, he's less chronically online just because of, his being in a different generation. And I think he really allowed me to take the reins and be like, I trust you to know what that influencer culture looks like now, and making sure it felt fresh and current. And so that was, it was a nice thing to be able to work on. But it was, scary how, I guess, accessible it was for me.
What was Shelby like? Or did you pull from anyone?
I usually use music and emotions. It's nothing really super specific. And then I also used my meetings with James and Greg a lot to help me form the character, because I think a lot of who Shelby was her relationship. So it was about kind of I felt like I was able to form her more on my own when I was listening to music, and I go kind of intuitively with my characters. And then I wait how I bounce off of other people, because I think we as people sometimes become who we are by our interactions with others. Mm-hmm. So that was forming while working with James and Greg.
Because Shelby gets to take this really great journey, maybe more than anybody else, going from the, you know, what's said, the anxiety, you know, antisocialite thing to just this very confident thing by further later.
Yeah, and which is what's so beautiful is you see different actresses embody the different chapters of Shelby. Mm-hmm. So that was so cool. And that's the coolest part about being on this job. I was like, oh, I get to learn and grow as an actor and collaborate with all of these other risky people that want to do it. So that's the beauty of this film as a creator. You get to see other people create these beautiful interpretations of her.
If you want to reveal, because I got to ask, because you said the soundtrack, I mean, does Shelby have any very specific artists that
I listened a lot to an artist named Jensen McRae.
Jensen McRae, yeah.
Yeah, so she, because, I would listen to her a lot. She was kind of, for me, the emotional muse, the musical muse for Shelby. And, you know, she's, I think Spotify describes her as like a modern day Carol King, I'd say. And she's, and we've actually DM'd on Instagram, but I don't know if she knows this, but she was a big inspiration for my character, Shelby.
I was trying to remember the song. She got Massachusetts. Is that her?
Beautiful.
I had to check her.
I think I think it was Vaccine, or is it Vaccine? Or that was the one I'd listened to a lot, and other ones. Just she's haunting. Her music is hauntingly beautiful. So and very. It's like reading a diary basically out loud with a gorgeous deep tone. So I just, she was a huge inspiration for my character, for me emotionally as an actor to get there.
And there's a great soundtrack to this, just sort of that throwback sound that sort of builds on the whole anxiety of the whole thing. Like, I love that. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Alicia Debnam Carey, Gavin Leatherwood, and Brittany O'Grady. Would you all do it, given the chance?
No. No, I don't think so.
I think if you watch the movie, you'll understand why. Definitely not in this set or setting or with these people. I think if you're ever going to take on some sort of existential or psychedelic experience like this, you would want to be with a trusted group in a place that, you know, I don't know, is a not such a haunting environment.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Space. I wouldn't do it. No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, I'm curious though.
No.
You and Raina are like,
I mean, but I know. I want that to be the this thing though. I'd be like, I want boundaries, I want guardrails, I want to know that it's the right setting. But I mean, in this movie you really quickly learn that like
it can go to shit.
Go to shit real fast.
Lord of the Flies energy, but kind of like
brutal. I mean,
Triangle of Sadness.
Yes.
Sort of like,
yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good reference.
It plays with like the perception of people and the idea of something being better than your reality. And I mean, it's just, I think we're all very much feeling that those themes in our real life, you know, in the world, just by like, you know, how the media and social media is so prevalent. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lesson in being yourself.
Because my thought is, if it did happen, I think everyone would just start automatically making out, because I think that's if you don't know who is like, you're probably going to do that. Like that's, I wasn't surprised when those moments happened in the movie. That's I really did love this. I love this so much. I'm looking forward to the second watch so I can kind of feel it all again in that different way. Congrats on it to all of you all. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you so much.
Nice chatting.
My thanks to Alicia, Gavin, and Brittany. It's What's Inside, now playing on Netflix. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists, discover the new ones. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcasts from. including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with and leave a review, give a rating while you're there. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. It's ready to a show Monday through Friday. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Bon Iver, PJ Harvey, Tori Amos, R.E.M., Prince, Living Color, Screaming Trees, Tim Heidecker, Laura Marling, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, the Allman Brothers Band, Hozier, Joya Ladekin, and my interview with Kiana Simone. She stars in The Supremes at Earl's All You Can Eat on Hulu and Disney. That's what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.